Over the next few years, a lot of people are going to experience life-altering pain, and the people who brought that pain will compartmentalize, ignoring or seeing no connection between the suffering of others and their decisions in the recent election. According to psychologists, compartmentalization is a defense mechanism in which people mentally separate conflicting thoughts, emotions, or experiences to avoid the discomfort of contradiction. As mass deportations occur, putting people in detention camps, separating families, and possibly sweeping up 500,000 DACA recipients and even U.S. citizens, as Ukraine disappears from the map and more Gazans are slaughtered, as the harassment of women and journalists and the persecution of gay, trans, and non-binary folks are either proactively pursued or tacitly tolerated, as our air and water are befouled, as competent civil servants are purged, people lose their health insurance, and patriotic propaganda is presented as American history, some people will cheer, while others will deny culpability by telling themselves, "This isn't what I thought would happen." Well, so what? Many others knew. Project 2025 laid it all out. Surely everyone hearing my voice knows someone who is in for a world of hurt, and your intentions will not matter. I'm Taylor Atkins, and that's my perspective.